For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
The death of Matthew Perry, it was obviously a horribly sad event to find out about. I don't want to say it was a shock, though, I think, to most of us who kind of watched his career from afar and the battles that he had with addiction. One certainly did not hope it would end this way, but it did end up going down that very sad route. Now, investigators are saying, hey, there may be charges coming for some of those who may have provided Matthew Perry with ketamine, a drug that he had been using in a controlled situation with a doctor, but the levels of his system the night that they found him deceased were well beyond that. Joining me to discuss, attorney Eric Fattis. Eric, how difficult is something like this to trace down and say, you provided him with the ketamine? Because I think some people are going to think, oh, it's the dealer on the edge of the road. That's not usually who's, I think, delivering ketamine. We're talking, it could be clinics. It could be places that didn't know he already had ketamine delivered to him from a different clinic. How tough can this be? And how do charges like this typically work out in something like this?
There are always difficulties with sort of tracing the source of any illicit substance. But ketamine is different than like black tar heroin, for example. Like you said, with ketamine, there are potentially paper trails. There are potentially businesses involved. There are potentially, shipping and tracking and that kind of thing that can result in identifying sources of that controlled substance. And when it comes down to it, there have been more prosecutions. We've seen fentanyl overdoses and the dealers being charged in those circumstances. And so it's not a stretch to think that in this circumstance, if they identify who provided the ketamine, they could be charged with something in relation to Matthew Perry's death.
And are we talking, when we say dealers, and this is just conjecture, are we talking like literally somebody who has their ketamine and they're selling it to him, like an unlicensed clinician, just somebody that collects ketamine and then sells it out? Or are we more so talking here, you know, just kind of maybe some, you know, shady clinics in other sides of the town that will take an end, like, oh my God, Chandler Bing is here and he wants ketamine. He says is the place he normally gets it. They're out of it, so he needs it. Let's help him. Or is it, you know, you're going, you know, meeting somebody in the parking garage and getting your ketamine?
You know, the channels for this specific drug, ketamine, like I said, as compared to cocaine, yeah, or black tar heroin, the channels for cocaine or for ketamine are a little bit more regulated and a little bit more known. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there was some clinic involved and some provider involved, as opposed to just like, you know, some shady looking dude, yeah, on the street corner.
And is this a substance where you have to get it administered in a hospital type setting or a doctor's office setting? Or is this something where, you know, if you have been prescribed it and you are a regular user of it, you know, by a doctor that legitimately gave it to you, where you can take this at home on your own?
I don't know exactly the form in which it is taken within those different contexts. I know that it is used illicitly on the street. It can be in powder format. I believe it can come in other forms. And so I don't know if someone can actually be prescribed it and just be taking it on their own at home, mm-hmm, or how that whole process works.
And if they truly didn't have any idea that Matthew, I mean, a lot of times you're relying on the patient just giving you the information, and this is, they're saying that they have this prescription, they can show it to you, whatever, the other people are out of it. So, okay, you know, I think we've all been in a situation where you had to go to different Walgreens because something wasn't there. I'm wondering, and I'm not saying it was Walgreens by any means, but to a different clinic, if they're not aware of this, but they did give it to him, I mean, is that a chargeable offense, or is it just something where it's like, look, you got to have better practices here in terms of regulating this and knowing who you're administering to?
It's potentially a chargeable offense, especially considering the result of that allegedly negligent distribution of ketamine. You know, there's involuntary homicide. Almost every state has an equivalent charge of that, where through gross negligence, another person, you cause the death of another person. And I could just see that charge being levied in a circumstance like this.
It's going to be interesting. It's very different than that of, because I've heard comparisons to Conrad Murray and Michael Jackson, but that was, he was a personal doctor literally administering into the house. This is Matthew Perry choosing to take it apparently on his own. Other drugs were in his system as well. Other prescription drugs were in his system as well. And he drowned. So what really was the cause of the death? Was it the ketamine? Was it, you know, I mean, I know that that's part of it, but there seem to be a lot of factors involved here. Do you see any, they're saying there might be charges, but do you see it actually going that far?
You know, like you said, there are other factors involved in how he died. So that causation piece, if they're going to bring charges, the government's really going to want to solidify the causation piece between the distribution and the death. And they're going to have to explain how this isn't just attributable to Matthew Perry and his, you know, allegedly improper use of this prescribed substance.
Yeah, it's going to be very fascinating to watch. Another lesson, an awareness about the dangers of some of these drugs and, you know, people that are possibly abusing them.
No question.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now